We have seven places that just opened, you know, within the last month or so. One of them is Five Guys. That was an eagerly anticipated restaurant. Another one that just very recently opened, Wahlburgers. That was in the former restaurant of the Hy-Vee grocery store. But the one that I guess is just really what I find interesting, there's a new Mexican bakery open, and you're going to have to help me with the pronunciation with Spanish, Charlie. It's La Espiguita de Oro.
You're getting there. It's La Espiguita de Oro.
Okay, fine. This is in the former Sweet Temptations location in that little commercial development on the corner of East Washington and Veterans Parkway. The gentleman who opened this, Apollo Salito, people know him. He's been selling the baked goods at the downtown Bloomington Farmers Market for several years. And when Bloomington Normal Restaurant Scene announced he was going to open his own restaurant, it was an amazing reaction. Everybody's happy that Apollo doing his own bakery.
Over on the west side, what's going on?
We have 1107 West Bar and Grill opened. This is the Hubbard family, Tom Hubbard, who owns Cheeks Bar and Grill in Tawanda Plaza. They are opening, the 1107 Bar and Grill. This is in the former Copper Top Lounge location. It's just a complete remodel. When people walk inside this place, they're going to look around, and just a complete change. I think it's really nice that we had something like this open on the west side.
New taco place?
Gracie's Taco and Wings opened in the former La Mexicana, which is on South Main Street in Bloomington, and BC Wings, two fellows out of Decatur that own a couple restaurants in Decatur. They opened BC Wings in the former Mickey's Kitchen location on South Veterans Parkway. They called their wings fried hard wings. They're more crispy than the usual wings. Some people are not going to care for their wings. Others will love them. I personally like their crispy fried hard wings.
And love margarita.
Then we also have another full-service Mexican restaurant that opened, La Margaritas, in the former El Toro location on Ireland Grove Road. The gentleman who opened this has a very successful Mexican restaurant in the Decatur area. They opened about a month ago, and from what I understand, it's doing very well.
You already have north of 26,000 people following you on Facebook. Has the readership increased during the pandemic in a significant way that would show that they're more interested in scoping out new places now that there aren't as many options?
Yes, it has. In fact, we had some big stories, and this summer I've been really surprised how the readership has been going up. I keep track of the numbers, as you know. I'm a numbers guy, and some of these stories that my followers numbers have just skyrocketed.